It's Tuesday, the 25th of February, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. Walvis Bay is hosting today's 6th regional memorial service for the late founding father, Dr. Sam Nioma. Governor of the Irongo region, Neville Andre Itope, has urged the public to show respect and wear black.
The logistics at the stadium are ready and are waiting for the mourners to arrive. So people that are not able to join the service at the stadium, perhaps due to employment and so on, they can just observe the procession in the street dressing code as we are mourning. It's black, so that we also show the sympathy to the family, which will be part of the program today. And we are also going to have Honorable Ben Amadila, and he will also give the message on behalf of the President at this memorial service.
The Financial Action Task Force plenary has held a meeting in Paris, France, and reviewed Namibia's second progress report on its grey listing status. The FATF confirmed that the country is making progress in addressing the 13 strategic deficiencies outlined in its action plan since being grey listed on the 23rd of February in 2024. However, the country must fully resolve these issues before the final report cycle in May of 2026 to exit the grey list. Director of the Financial Intelligence Center, Brian Aseb.
The country's progress report adopted by the FATF indicates that Namibia has largely addressed 4 of its strategic deficiencies, partially addressed the remaining actions except for 1 that has not yet been addressed. Financial Intelligence Center is so far pleased with the progress made by Namibia, as was recognized by the FATF. The next steps is that Namibia will now submit our next progress report on 7 March, and a key action item that is due for consideration during this reporting cycle is the filing of beneficial ownership of legal entities with BIPA.
To Zambia now, where 2 men are on trial on charges of practicing witchcraft and possessing charms intended to harm the country's president, Hakainde Hichilema, in a case that has become a source of fascination in the country. According to Bloomberg News, the interest reflects a belief in forms of magic and supernatural phenomena that remains in parts of southern Africa, and some irritation at a colonial era law that brands it witchcraft and criminalizes it in Zambia. South Africa's cabinet has reportedly rejected Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's revised budget, which excludes the proposed 2% value-added tax increase, labeling it unworkable. Yesterday's special cabinet meeting was ironing out differences among parties in the government of national unity over the postponed budget. According to News 24, items that could be cut from the budget include 23 billion rand for a salary increase of 5.5% and over 29 billion rand to hire unemployed doctors. And US-based non-profit organization Democracy for the Arab World Now has urged the International Criminal Court to investigate former US President Joe Biden for complicity in war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. The group also wants former Secretary of State Antony Blinken and former Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin investigated for abetting Israeli war crimes. Dawn's Executive Director Sarah Leah Whitson says the officials have violated articles of the Rome Statute and the ICC's founding charter in their support for Israel.
For over 14 months, these officials have ignored the evidence of Israeli war crimes, instead knowingly continuing to provide them with military support, including weapons and intelligence sharing, political support by vetoing 4 ceasefire resolutions, and public support for Israel to justify its atrocities in Gaza.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.